The Boston Public Schools are coming under growing pressure to come back into compliance with a long-standing court order regarding the hiring of minority teachers. Boston school officials say they're trying to attract more minority teachers to the city, but as WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, some members of the Boston City Council are asking why there's not already more diversity.
There's a problem here.
Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson at a hearing yesterday.
We're not in compliance. We're not in federal compliance.
In his final orders for desegregating Boston public schools, federal judge Arthur Garrity mandated that one black teacher be hired for every white teacher hired until the number of black teachers reached at least 25%. He chose that number based on the number of black students in the system at the time.
We had gotten to 26%. And now we're at 22%.
Barbara Fields of the Black Educators Alliance of Massachusetts is the retired head of the school department's Office of Equity, which used to be in charge of making sure schools were in compliance with the court order. But the Office of Equity is no longer required to sign off on teacher hiring.
Ever since they took the sign-off authority from the Office of Equity, since that time the percentages have been going down because there's not that internal kind of constant review.
Councillor Jackson wants to know why sign-off authority was removed.
Those teeth have been taken out. Why have those teeth been taken out? And if this is truly of the utmost importance to the Boston public school system, why is it that the Office of Equity is no longer signing off on hires?
The current director of the Office of Equity is Kimberly Williams. She says the sign-off system was changed to streamline and decentralize hiring.
There are some schools that have very low diversity here on the chart that maybe haven't had an opening in 5 years. They've literally sustained their population and they haven't had the opportunity to increase diversity. Certainly there are others where maybe it's a high needs area position that we haven't seen a lot of candidates of color.
I can't fathom why we would have schools that don't have a single Latino teacher in a system that's 40% Latino students, a system that is more and more diverse by the week.
At-large Counselor Felix Arroyo.
I see 12 schools that don't even have a Latino teacher. They're at 0%. I stopped counting at 16 for Asian teachers. Thank God for the mandate we have on black teachers, and even then, I see schools with 5%, 8%.
62% of teachers in the Boston public school system right now are white. Just under 13% of students are white. Latinos account for 43% of students, 33% of students are black, Asians account for 8%. The superintendent of Boston Public Schools says it's unacceptable for the school system to be in violation of a court order, but Superintendent Carol Johnson says there is diversity in educators.
If you look at our schools, almost half of them, if you just look school by school, have diversity rates that are at or above the target. There's schools that have everything from 25 to 60% teachers of color. It's the overall aggregate, but we still have to go back to each individual school to make sure that those schools are recruiting and retaining.
To address the problem, the school system has set up a diversity committee, which has laid out a number of key steps to recruit and retain a more diverse workforce. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.